following podcast is part of the Underdog Sports Podcasting Network. For a full list of our shows, as well as breaking sports news and engaging feature stories, visit us at www.theunderdogsports.com.
What's up, everybody? And welcome to the 48th episode of the Schmidt Talking Podcast. I'm Alec Walt alongside Kyle Allen. We're two members of the class of 2017 who are obsessed with Bonnie's basketball. Kyle, welcome to you.
What's going on, Alec? We are two episodes away from the half-century mark, which is pretty cool to say. It's been a fun ride so far, and we have a good amount of season ahead, and I'm excited to see what this team can do, building off two back-to-back road wins, going into that with zero on the season. So that is, you know, a really telling sign to see how much this team has improved, and we knew that was coming once Courtney got back in the lineup, and then once the midst of the A-10 play started, we knew that we would be a lot more gelled together as a unit than what we were in the beginning of the year, and it's starting to show. And now, as we're going to get into later, Kyle Lofton getting the A-10 Rookie of the Week.
Yeah, Kyle, it's about time we got our first road win. The Bonnies won that at UMass 65-51, then won another road game this week at Richmond 66-57. I actually had the chance to go to the game at Richmond, living in South Carolina. I don't have any options of Bonnie's games to go to, so I decided to make the trip up to Richmond, and it was 100% worth it. That venue is absolutely beautiful. If you've never been there, I highly recommend trying to get to a game at Richmond. One really cool thing about it is it's directly next to the football stadium. The football stadium is very well taken care of. The gates were actually open, so I got to walk over and see the field. I mean, their football venue's nice, their basketball arena. I mean, I don't think I've been in a nicer Atlantic 10 venue. I don't have many options to choose from. Obviously, I've been to St. Bonaventure. I've been to Dayton. I've been to VCU. I've been to Davidson. But of all those I've ever been to, Richmond is by far the nicest. Kyle, have you ever been to Richmond?
I haven't, but as far as favorite A-10 venues that I could come up with that I've been to, I would say number one, you know, me being a Philadelphia guy, I've always been excited to watch the Bonnies play at St. Joe's. I've seen St. Joe's play other opponents outside of St. Bonaventure, so it's pretty cool arena for one. And two, it's just the games I've seen there, watching Jameer Nelson and that whole team in 2004, one of the best teams in the country, number one team in the country. Bonaventure was in a bad shape at that time, but it was pretty cool to, you know, see that arena fill up like crazy. That place sells out, and they expanded the arena a few years back, and it still sells out. You know, especially over the last few years, we've had some really good games there. We've now won 9 out of our last 10 against St. Joe's. So as of recent memory, we've had a lot of good memories there. Just last year was the one that we let get away. Then number two, I had Rose Hill Gym. It's the technically, I think, oldest basketball-only venue in the country. I think Northeastern goes older than that because of them having hockey in there as well. But it's pretty cool arena if you're able to go check it out and are in New York City to see, you know, the game. Definitely check it out. It's a great arena, and it's not an arena, it's more, you know, a 2,000 person facility. I think, you know, a lot of people will give me heckle for this, saying it's, you know, one of your favorite arenas because how old it is. But, you know, I'm an old school guy. I think in a historic arena definitely still holds weight compared to, you know, a grand arena like the Carrier Dome or, you know, arenas like that. I like the authenticity, and that's why I like St. Joe's, too, because of how old that arena is. It's been around for a long, long time, and so has Bonaventure's, obviously.
Yeah, Kyle, St. Joe's is definitely one of the Atlantic 10 venues I'm trying to get to. Haven't gotten there yet, but it's definitely one thing that's on my bucket list. But, Kyle, going back to the game against Richmond, it was an excellent game for Kyle Lofton. It was an excellent week for Kyle Lofton. He was named the Atlantic 10 Rookie of the Week.
Yeah, Alec, I mean, averaging 22.5 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, 61% of his shots he made, and was 50% from three. And, you know, he helped the Bonnies go to 4-3 in the Atlantic 10, but he's just been, you know, our workhorse all season. We just did not expect this guy to be this good starting out. I knew he had a lot of potential, but man, he's surpassed that astronomically so far. And I just can't wait to see what type of player he's going to be. As Pat, I just found out he leads the A-10 in minutes per game at 38.3, which is awesome to see. And he's second among A-10 in freshman scoring right now. You know, a guy who I think true leader in a sense, you know, it's crazy to say, but he has, you know, already that leadership ability as a young freshman, and it's so cool to see. But one thing I wanted to talk about in this game was the rebounding margin. Plus 14, that's so huge. And then against UMass, plus plus six. And then even against Dayton, even though we lost that game, we won the rebounding margin by two. And I just think once Osun got into this lineup, we seem to get a lot more aggressive on the rebounding end. And so I'm excited to see how that goes moving forward. I think those are huge keys in the last two games.
Per Chucky Maggio, if you have not followed him yet on Twitter, I highly recommend it. He's at Chucky Maggio. Kyle Lofton and Osun Osunyi are the first pair of St. Bonaventure teammates to win Atlantic 10 Rookie of the Week in the same season. Yeah, Osun's been enormous recently. I mean, if you want to reference that game against Richmond, he had 11 points and 11 rebounds. That was his fourth double-double this season. Now, one thing that the Bonnies were good at last year is more than just their centers were getting rebounds. Yes, Osun has been dominant, but Ladarian's getting rebounds. Stockard's getting rebounds. I mean, ever since Osun, as you just mentioned, has entered the starting lineup, they've been so much more aggressive, and having Osun there has allowed guys like Ladarian and Courtney to play more aggressive as well. I mean, the fact that Schmidt made that change in the starting lineup has made this entire team look better. They're running in transition. Oshun's leading to more transition points. I mean, bravo to Mark Schmidt. I mean, finally making that decision to bench your upperclassmen for the freshmen just shows that he's ready to get this team moving forward. And this, the upperclassmen have absolutely responded to that decision.
Absolutely. I mean, and even in the UMass game, like you were saying, I was giving a lot of credit to Osun, but as you were saying, the credit goes to everyone. Stockard had 9 rebounds and Griffin had 9 rebounds. And even a guy we were going to mention who is now implemented into the starting lineup in Dominic Welch, averaging 7.5 points over the last 3 games in the lineup. But another guy who is a taller guard and can get a lot of, you know, rebounds. It seems like right now Schmidt is committed to this lineup and is going to play a lot of minutes with this lineup. And against UMass, Stockard, Lofton, and Welch and Griffin virtually all played the whole game, with Osun being the only one in the starting lineup playing under 37 minutes. And so it's pretty cool to see that Schmidt is really starting to trust these guys.
So, Kyle, if you're Schmidt, who are you rolling with in the starting lineup, Dom Welch or Nelson Caputo?
At the moment right now, I'm going to go with Welch, but that could change as we get maybe into the Atlantic 10 tournament. It's a very tough question. Right now, I'm going to go Dom Welch, which is how we're playing right now. But 2 weeks, it could completely change. I think Schmidt, you know, also remembers senior ability. You know, you're only as good as your seniors. So if Nelly steps up towards the end of the year, he could potentially be back in the lineup, I would think. But I don't think Schmidt's going to get rid of the hot hand right now.
Yeah, Kyle, I agree with you for right now. I like this lineup with Kyle Lofton, Dom Welch, Courtney Stockard, Ladarian Griffin, and Osun Osunyi in the starting lineup. But I do like the fact that there is someone with experience coming off this bench, because Chef doesn't have much. We're getting nothing from Poyser recently. He didn't even travel. And Melky, he plays here and there, but I really haven't been too impressed with him coming off the bench.
Yeah, and I think right now Schmidt just has a short leash with his bench, and he's just going to go to a smaller rotation. And I don't think it's really going to be any more than that. And against Richmond, he only played 7 guys. Against UMass, he only played 8. So, you know, there's your answer.
So, Kyle, looking ahead at the schedule, the Bonnies have a home game this Friday night against Davidson. As you can remember, last year, it was arguably the best game in the Atlantic 10. It was the first time since 1980 3 scorers on the same team averaged 30 or more points. That was Jalen Adams, Matt Mobley, and Courtney Stockard. So, Kyle, would you agree with me that last year's St. Bonaventure-Davidson game at St. Bonaventure was the Atlantic 10 game of the year?
I don't know how you couldn't. I think, if I can remember, Andy Capp said that potentially had the recipe for college basketball game of the year at the time, because at the time it was such a huge win for us and carried our momentum for that win streak we were having towards the end of the year. And we needed that win. If we lost that game, I don't know if we were getting in. At the time, we thought if we lost that game, we still had a very good chance of getting in. But looking back at it, for us to, you know, have to play as a first four in against UCLA, if we had lost that game, maybe we weren't talking about playing in the NCAA tournament last year. So as far as implications and stuff, for also Davidson to keep their momentum, but they ended up winning the Atlantic 10 tournament anyway. But it's how crazy the stats were. Peyton Aldridge had 45 points, 12 rebounds, and was 8 of 11 from 3. That's just insane. But we know what Courtney did that game, starting off the game with 17 straight points himself, which was the craziest part of the game, obviously, and then the 3 overtimes. it was just probably the most fun basketball game I've watched as a Bonaventure fan.
So, Kyle, it's going to be a much different game than last year. Obviously, I still think this is going to be a good game, but a lot of star power has left these two teams. Looking at Davidson right now, they're 15-5 on the season, 6-1 in the Atlantic 10. Their one loss was oddly to St. Joe's, a team that really hasn't been too impressive this season. They lost 61-60, and they've won three consecutive games, most recently at St. Louis, 54-53. So, Kyle, looking at this matchup, you immediately look at the two point guards, John Axel Goodmanson and Kyle Lofton. Goodmanson's been on a tear lately, so has Lofton. How do you see these two matching up against each other?
It's going to be a great matchup. I think this is going to be, you know, some of the best talent that Lofton has really seen all season at the point guard position, especially in Atlantic 10 play. And I think one guy that you're going to be talking about after this is going to be huge to Lofton's success. I think his right-hand man, Osun. I think Osun is setting good screens for him, rolling to the basket, you know, being available to him, getting rebounds. I think that's a huge key to what Kyle Lofton can do. But, you know, I think another key is how Lofton gets to the foul line. That's a guy who likes to go to the line a lot. And Schmidt loves guys taking it to the hole, being aggressive. I think that's a huge part of this game and how we can potentially sneak it out at home is how often we're going to get to the line and making our free throws. That's, I think, going to be a huge part of this game.
One guy I'd like to see go to the free throw line a little bit more is Dominic Welsh. He only had two free throw shots in the last three games, so I'd like to see him getting more involved and taking more shots at the stripe. One thing the Bonnies did excellent against Richmond with was their free throw shooting. Absolutely excellent. I mean, you and I talk about this all the time, Kyle. Mark Schmidt's got his guys ready to shoot foul shots.
Always does. They always are finishing in the top of the league because of that. But, you know, credit to him getting guards who can shoot. But let alone he, I think, has these guys working all offseason on their free throws, especially in season.
Yeah, Kyle, and that practice over the summer's definitely paid off, specifically with Osun Oshunyi, who has a really interesting matchup this weekend against Luka Brajkovic. I hope I'm saying that correctly. Luka's a guy that can space the floor as a big man. I mean, he's not exactly a shooter. He only has 4 3-pointers made this season, but he's a guy that can knock down mid-range jumpers, potentially force him out of the paint. He's more of a unique type of center. We don't see many guys like him in this conference.
No, and he's also a freshman, so I think Osun's ready for the matchup going up against a freshman who's putting up good numbers and 11 points and 6 rebounds per game. So it's pretty cool to see Lofton, you know, coming out as a freshman, and now Osun is getting his feet under him. But I think by the time's end, and they keep saying on every broadcast, you know, he's one of the most highly talented freshmen in the Atlantic 10. So I think he's going to want to show why Friday night against the Wildcats.
All right, Kyle, one more thing I want to discuss with Davidson is Luca Frampton. He's not a guy whose name is very well known around Davidson. Obviously, when we discuss Davidson, the two names that come up are Kellen Grady and John Axel Goodmanson. But if you take total three-point shots made on Davidson and you combine Grady and Goodmanson's and take Frampton's overall three-pointers made, Grady and Goodmanson have only combined to make 6 more three-point shots this season than Frampton. Frampton also leads the Atlantic 10 in three-pointers made, and the guy in second place is 13 makes behind him. This is one guy the Bonnies cannot forget about, because if we leave him open, he's going to start drilling three-point shots.
Yeah, that's what killed us against Dayton in overtime. So I do not want to see another rematch of that type of nightmare where you just can't stop anyone from the outside. No matter what you're doing on the offensive end, the threes just come back and kill you.
Yeah, looking at his recent games, he had 8 made three-point shots against Richmond and made 3 in the last two games against George Washington and St. Louis. All right, Kyle, like we end every show, what's your score prediction for Friday night?
I think we're going to pull this one out. I think we're riding the hot streak. You know, 2 road wins. Team's feeling good. We got the home crowd behind us this time. Prime time on ESPN2. I'm going to say 81-78 Bonnies win.
Yeah, Kyle, I'm actually going to agree with you on this one. I really like the Bonnies' chances in this one, especially with looking at how Davidson played against St. Louis. Obviously, St. Louis is one of the better teams in this conference, but really outside of John Axel Goodmanson, the supporting cast really didn't step up.
Yeah, and I think the line is going to be definitely around 3 points, but I'm going to say the Bonnies are going to pull this one out.
So my score prediction is, I don't know if we're going to get into the 80s. Obviously, when you looked at their last couple of games for Davidson, they scored 75-73 against two of the worst teams in the conference, and then 54, giving up 62 in the two games against Richmond and George Washington, then 53 against St. Louis. I just don't think it's going to be as high scoring of a game as you just mentioned. I'm going to go a little bit lower, 70-65 St. Bonaventure. The fact that this game is home is a huge advantage for St. Bonaventure because they really didn't score very well against St. Louis. Obviously, St. Louis is one of the more aggressive teams in the Atlantic 10, one team that focuses more on defense, but I'm just not seeing it from the supporting cast right now, especially on the road. So I'm going to pick St. Bonaventure over Davidson, 70-65. That's going to be it for this episode of the Schmidt Talking Podcast. I'm Alec Wall alongside Kyle Allen. Tune in next week as we keep you up to date with all things St. Bonaventure basketball. Thank you for listening, and have a good night.